Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. We're back in the saddle. This is episode 69. Get your mind out of the gutter, please. Episode 69 for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. Hello, everybody. I'm so used to saying, and indeed, after I say hello, everybody. It's ingrained. It's grooved into my brain. Oh, my gosh. Is that what it's going to say on my gravestone now? Hello, everybody. Goodbye, everybody, and indeed. That's what it should say on my gravestone. Oh, let's hope that doesn't happen for a long, long time, huh? I think. Or should I want it to happen soon? I just came back from a lovely, lovely weekend with the V family. It was Mama V's 80th birthday. 80. That's a pretty good run. That is a pretty good run. 80. I had not been up there since before this flu deal that happened. It's got a name, whatever it is. It's all the rage. I hadn't been up there in over a year. Over a year. So it was wonderful to be back. It was nostalgic. It was emotional. Of course, you know, big Italian gatherings are emotional anyway. There's laughter, there's joy, there's, ball busting. There's a lot of eating, a lot of food. That was funny to be away for over a year and then to go back and to just, I mean, it took me like 4 minutes to get back into old patterns, to get back into the old rhythm. My mom's kitchen, right? When you're looking at like an old Italian grandma's kitchen, right? It's like the clown car of kitchens. There's delicious food squirreled away everywhere. It's all very high class, savory. I don't know how I feel about that word savory. I think it's a very useful word, but for some reason I don't like it. It seems gross. Anyway, my mom's kitchen, it's like the clown car of kitchens, right? So if you want a chip, right? Gee, I feel like a chip. I feel like a potato chip. Well, what do you want? You want barbecue? You want dill pickle? You want cheddar and sour cream? You want chive and onion? Whatever, whatever. It's the clown car of kitchens. You want a cracker? Oh, sure. A cracker sounds good. You want a saltine? You want a round one? You want a square one? You want a rectangular one? You want those Melba toast type deals? What the hell is Melba toast? Is it a cracker? Or is it toast? They sell it. They package it as if it's a cracker. Can you imagine what that factory looks like? A gajillion little toasters that they slide those little pieces of bread in. It's so amazing. That's funny. That's funny to think about. It's the clown car of kitchens. I feel like a little ice cream. What do you want? You want vanilla? You want chocolate? You want moose tracks? You want peanut butter chocolate? You want a chocolate chip? Let's see what we got. On and on and on. You want a little cheese spread for your cracker? You want a pimento in it? No pimento. You want onion and chive? You want dairy free? You want dairy? Boom, boom, boom. Coming out of everywhere are all these supplies. It's no wonder that I waddled out of the Chicago area 20 years ago, right? Like freaking Charles Barkley, 20 years into retirement. It's no wonder. It was very instructive for me to go back. And trust me, I loved it. It was very comforting. There's nothing like stuffing your face with delicious food. It's what's not to like. The body's a little creaky today, if you know what I mean. It's funny. I dined on, or snacked on, 9 different types of crackers and 9 different types of cheese spreads. And today, old injuries that I haven't felt for like 15, 20 years that are acting up. I think there's, that ought to tell you something. It's funny to think about. And I was very pleased to see how there was like a, my mom like made the pre-party party, right? There's the party, which really my brothers and sisters-in-law, etc., really put together. The party was at my mom's house. But mom did the pre-party party, right? Because she can't not put out a bunch of stuff, right? So basically, so let's see, the party was on Sunday. So pretty much I partied all day. The morning was the pre-party party that my mom put together. She pulled all the stuff out of the clown car kitchen and just put things everywhere. And then the real party showed up. If any of you guys follow me on Twitter, at Chicago Tony is the account. Then I was pleasantly surprised. Now, one of the kind of cool things about this party for me is I had no idea what was coming. I didn't know what any of the supplies were going to be. I didn't know what was going on. And just to my absolute pleasure, someone walked in with just stacks of Lou Malnati's pizza. If you're a Chicago guy, you're pretty happy. That is not bad. That is not bad, let me tell you. It's been a long time since I've had Lou's. Now, so it's the traditional, I mean, they make a few different kinds, but we brought in the traditional, Chicago deep dish, which all these years, you know, I've been thinking back and I generally, and I've said it on camera and off several times, it's like, for me, that's a little heavy. It's a little heavy. It's like you can anchor a boat with some of these deep dish Chicago pizzas. But I must say, Lou's, they brought in Lou's. I was pleasantly surprised. And this is after hours and hours of feasting on the clown car kitchen smorgasbord that Grandma V put out, right? So I already, you know, had 4.5 pounds of crackers and Melba toast and cheese spread and chips and dip and all that stuff. And still, I can handle some Lou Malnati's. This ought to tell you something, people, right? Lou's was delicious. It's got kind of like a yeasty taste. The crust is fabulous. It really is. I had kind of forgotten. I'm still going to say, because I know it's going to come up, Pequod's, I think, is the best deep dish in the city. I really do. I know Jeffrey, the vet author, Jeff Woodward, our dear friend, VIP Pepperoni. He likes a tavern style, which I do not disagree. There's a lot of good pizza in Chicago. I'm sorry. There just is. I tell you what else we had. What's that drink? It's iced tea and lemonade. Is that a Arnold Palmer? Is that what it is? I got nieces and nephews they're experienced Arnold Palmer drinkers. It's really kind of crazy. These little kids, these little dinky dudes walking around making their own Arnold Palmers. I thought it was hilarious. I wonder how old you got to be before they start putting booze in those things. Do you put booze in an Arnold Palmer? I don't know. Is that a thing? You would think that's a thing. What would go good in there? I'm not enough of a drinker to know. Would it be vodka? I'll bet. Rum? Probably not. I don't know. What do I know? Maybe you guys know. Hey, before I forget, I want to do my disclaimer. Everybody, please. What I say is, it's allegedly, it's for entertainment purposes only. Just in case I say something really stupid. Anyone from my past, let's keep the past the past. Let's let bygones be bygones. I don't want to get whacked. I don't want to get sued. I don't want to get roughed up. And I also like to explain to my lovely, my wonderful podcast listeners, you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcast, or Spotify. Spotify, whatever you're listening to, I want to explain what you're listening to. What I'm doing right now is I'm live streaming on Reddit. The reason I do this is so that I can interact with all my beautiful friends who I missed yesterday horribly, who I can't wait to interact with again. These are Tony's Pepperonis. They're in the comment section of the live stream. Henceforth, Spotify listener, you'll hear me interact with the Pepperonis throughout the rest of the show. I'm going to start doing it right now, as a matter of fact. And specifically what that means is I'm going to go to the comment section of the live stream. First thing I always do, we look at the podium finish. These are the first three commenters of the show. We got to see who's on first. All right. Oh, in first place. First place gold medal finishes Amber Glow 11. Good morning, Amber Glow 11. Are you back from your trip yet? Amber Glow was down in Texas, if I remember correctly. Down in Texas. Are you back safe and sound? Let us know. In the silver medal position is VIP Pepperoni, the already aforementioned. He likes tavern-style Chicago pizza. He won't go out of the Chicago city limits more than like 30 miles to get his pizza. It's Jeff Woodward, Jeffrey the Vet author. We have published authors as loyal VIP Pepperonis. Jeff's book is The Last of the Glowworms. You should check it out on Amazon. I have. Oh, and in the bronze medal position is going to be a challenging name. Challenging for two reasons. First one is, can I read it? And then the second one is, do I want to say it? Let's rip off the Band-Aid, everyone. In the bronze medal position is someone who hopefully has trouble waking up early long term. Not that I don't want you as a viewer, sir, but maybe a few minutes after we start. For your Reddit name is Fuck 'em. Good morning. Good morning. There, I said it. That was hilarious and fun. Platinum Addict 101 asks, where are you from? Well, I'm from a little known place known as Chicago. Chicago. It's literally in my name, sir. Chicago. Tony V, like vegetable. Hey, if you want to send a question into the show, the email address is chicagotonyvlikevictory@gmail.com. I'm just now remembering. Georgie girl let me know she's out today. Oh, gosh. She's my safety blanket. Let's burn one just for Georgie girl, okay? Let's take a minute for Georgie. Georgie, we miss you today. Georgie girl.
Just a small town girl.
Georgie's a dear friend. I have no idea how I'm going to get through a show without her. I guess we'll see. This wouldn't be the first time, but let me tell you, it's pretty rare. It's pretty rare that there's no Georgie on the stream. Yes, fuck 'em. Thanks for helping me out, Chicago Tony V. I'm predicting that you're going to be a huge commenter, so you can hear me say your name over and over. Platinumatic asks, do you like barbecue? Yes, I do. What state are you from? What state you, man? Yes, I do like barbecue. What's not to like about barbecue? It's delicious. It's lovely. Who would not like some barbecue? I'm not so sure. It's called Chicago Tony V Show. I wonder how some people get through their day. Yeah, really. Especially now with this flu thing going around. It seems like it's getting better. I don't know. You know what So I'm visiting, like I said, Mama V, right? 80th birthday. Haven't seen her in over a year. She's this tiny little sweetheart of a saint of a person. I mean, I know she's my mother, but I can honestly say, wouldn't hurt a flea. Saint. Saint. Anyway, we meet after more than a year. She gives me a big hug. Obviously, that's what we do. But she says, I know I'm not supposed to hug you. I said, what? What do you mean, Mom? She says that now she's had both her shots, right? Okay, enough of that. She's long ago, whatever. She's all vaccinated, right? But she says, yeah, doctor told me no hugs. It's like, what the freak? Is this a thing? Are doctors telling you no hugs, everybody? All my pepperonis? When we get together one of these days, I'm going to be throwing some hugs around. I'm just going to warn you. If you don't want a hug, don't come to a Chicago Tony V fan event. Jeffrey says, we go to Lou Malnati's at least once a month. Beautiful, Jeff. Beautiful. It's great. Lou Malnati's is superior. It's terrific. It's great. I think you and I have talked before. You're a Pequod's fan as well, right? Or have you? I can't remember. Have you not? I know you haven't had Pal Joey's, which you got to try sometime. But I think you've had Pequod's, and I think you have agreed in the past that it's terrific Chicago pizza. If anyone's interested, I did a video. The YouTube channel is Chicago Tony V, and I did a video because I'm asked all the time. At least I used to be asked all the time. Hey, what's better, Chicago style, New York style, blah blah blah. There's a video up there. I'm not so sure that I'm proud of the video, but there is a video up there. Oh, Reddit disconnected for a second. Okay, what did everyone miss? Oh, let's see, Chicago Tanks back in the house. Chicago Tanks, my wingman. He's the muscle. He's the muscle of the pepperonis. You guys, it better not speak disparagingly of me, or Chicago Tank's gonna come get you. This dude is my wingman of all wingmans. He might run my security henceforth when I'm back in the Chicago area. I might need to call up Chicago Tank and be like, dude, okay, we're in town. Let's come and pick you up so you can protect me. Amber Glow is back home by Houston. So you're a Texan. You're traveling to somewhere in Texas. Yes, Amber? And you're in the Houston area. Very good. How much of a total god is Earl Campbell in the Houston area to this day? I'm curious. I'm assuming, now I might be wrong, man, maybe we've been over this and I apologize if I just forget it, but I'm assuming you're a lady with a name like Amber, but I don't know. So maybe you're not really into Earl Campbell or not, but I would assume he's a total god to this day. Much like Sweetness, Walter Payton was and is to us in the Chicago area. Holy cow, did we lose that dude too early? I'm glad that Earl Campbell is still kicking. I know he's had a rough existence, especially lately. I have a new follower, Good Personality 5471. Thanks for following me on Reddit. And I'm glad I noticed on my phone. A lot of stuff happens on my phone and I just don't notice anymore. So Fuckum says, I'm definitely hanging out with you. Oh, that's terrific. Jeffrey's scheduled for the jab. Okay, Jeff, you're doing what you gotta do. Very nice, very nice. Chicago Tank says, I'm your Huckleberry. Earl Campbell hot links are awesome. He has like a hot dog or something, or like a sausage link. This is news to me. If that's true, I must have one. Earl Campbell. Oh my gosh. I can remember being a little kid and watching Earl Campbell just dominate. I mean, that you could tell just as a little kid. That dude was a tank and a half. Tank and a half. You know, I think about, so the way I see Walter Payton versus Earl Campbell, Walter Payton was a little more elusive, wasn't quite the battering ram that Earl Campbell was. I think of Earl Campbell as being just a little more physical than Sweetness. But trust me, who am I picking? Of course, I'm picking Walter Payton as my running back. I don't care what the era is, etc., etc. You know, Walter Payton, I called me once on my birthday. Now that I think about it, I believe my brother was at the Walter Payton's Roundhouse. And on my birthday, and he taught my brother as the gift of gab. Am I remembering this correctly? I believe the phone rings. Hello, it's Walter Payton saying happy birthday. He's a good dude. We lost him way too early. Way too early. Yes, Amber went to El Paso. Yeah. Oh, it's a night and day difference from Houston? Is it more of a sleepy type of town? Is it more Cowboys and Indians type deal? Earl Campbell has a whole line of hot links. Oh my God, I gotta order this. Do they ship? Where do they ship to Sheboygan, Wisconsin? Yeah, Jeff makes a good point. You have superstars and megastars. Walter Payton was a megastar. Yeah, totally, totally. The Bears. Yes, and Chicago Tank makes a good point. Sweetness would never run out of bounds. You got to understand, people. Here's why we loved Walter so much, right? That dude was the perfect personification of the Chicago lunch pail, blue collar spirit that runs through all of our DNA, right? We're freaking gritty people because we have to be. How many of us get up day after day, week after week, month after month, and go to a freaking job because we have to, not because we want to? We gut it out, right? We gut it out no matter what. And Walter Payton not going out of bounds. This is why we love that dude so much. He personified the Chicago spirit, the hard-nosed shit. This is not unsimilar or dissimilar to why, the Pittsburgh Steelers, loved some of their stars. Same deal. Hard-nosed dudes. Why can't I think of a hard-nosed star from the Pittsburgh Steelers? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I'm a freaking Bears fan. That's why. I don't care about the Steelers, but didn't you have that dude? I can't remember what position he played for the Steelers. It's like a lineman, but dude was just beat to hell. They like autopsied him or something after he died. There was just all sorts of crazy shit wrong with that dude. He left it all out on the field. This is what we love. This is why we love Walter Payton. Great point, Chicago Tank. The dude would not run out of bounds. And we loved him. He would always deliver that hit to the defender. Make him pay. It was awesome. Awesome. I miss that dude. Chicago Tank says, I thought you were in the suburbs of Saskatchewan. No, I'm in Sheboygan. I've said it over and over. I don't know why people are confused about where I am. How many times do I have to make it plain to you people? Anyway, anything north of 22nd Street is a suburb of Saskatchewan. I like it. Yeah, really. Bears offense in the 70s and 80s. Walter left, Walter right, Walter up the middle. Absolutely. And you know, let's tell it like it is. That was kind of frustrating. I mean, we love our Walter Payton, but it does suck having a one-dimensional. And when you think about what that dude accomplished, he got all those yards at a time when the defense knew exactly what the Bears were going to do. It's like they're going to hand off to Walter. The fact that he did what he did, it's unbelievable. This is why I still think his accomplishment is... I still put it above. Now, of course, whatever. I'm a Chicago guy, so what else am I going to do? But I still put it above that Cowboys dude that broke the record, broke Walter's record. I mean, that guy is obviously was a great player. Why can't I think of his name? It's probably because I'm old and I have Alzheimer's. but that was a balanced team, right? Troy Aikman behind him, so the defense had to keep it honest. That dude had the moose blocking for him. I mean, I think Walter's accomplishment is better. I'm sorry. Emmett Smith, thank you. And I agree, Chicago Tank. I think he was a little overrated. A little. And I'll tell you what kind of haunts me. You Chicago guys, isn't this a bummer that Walter missed a game? They made him, from what I hear, like the coaches made him sit down. It was like an ankle sprain or something like that. He wanted to play. He was going to play, and they sat him once. But in that giant career, Walter, all those yards, he missed one freaking game. It's unbelievable. And Chicago Tank also makes a good point. Right, Emmett Smith had a legendary line. Walter Payton did not have a legendary line. A one-dimensional offense. Are all the ladies listening in, or are you all bored to tears yet? Have you all switched off? Who knew we were going to be talking football? Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. That reminds me, I recorded a segment for another show. Another show asked me to do a pick, a draft pick, like a mock draft pick for the Bears. So I did that. That'll come up. I don't know when that's coming up. I'll let you guys know when it comes out. I think I'm getting interviewed from across the pond this week. I think on Friday. There's a show across the pond that's going to be interviewing the Big Diesel. It should be a busy week. I missed you guys yesterday. I missed you. Did everyone notice I went ahead and launched a bonus episode? I recorded something so you guys would have something to listen to on Monday. By the way, Ethel Merman. I don't know if Ethel is in the live stream, but Ethel was a little worried yesterday morning. He DM'd me through Reddit at like 7:10. He's like, Tony, are you okay? Where are you? What's going on? So, Ethel, thank you. I'm sorry if you were concerned. I got back to Ethel. I was like, nah, I'm at my mom's house, you know. No show Monday. But that proved to me that Ethel did not hear the entire show on Friday, because I didn't really think to explain to you guys till right toward the end that no show on Monday. That also might mean that Ethel just is, maybe he's not on Twitter, because I did put it out on Twitter that no show. But trust me, I hate not doing shows. I hate it. Phone lines are open, by the way. If anyone wants to reach out to the Big Diesel, there's the number up there on the thing. You know. Good to be back. I did an interview with the great Tim McCarthy from 20 Tim Minutes. That went up on YouTube, I think. Sunday night, Monday morning, something like that. Yesterday morning. That's a real good. I'm very proud of that. I was, Timmy called in early in the trajectory of the Chicago Tony V show. I like this in the green room thing we're doing because, it gives me a better chance. Like, the guest can be on video. I can do a deep dive. Now, just so you guys know, I think I have figured out a way to have an audience there virtually as well. In that platform that we do to record interviews, like the one we just launched with the great Tim McCarthy. So if you guys want to be audience members of a future thing, The Chicago Tony V Enterprises will be happy to send you a link if you want to be, we'll probably do these interviews like maybe a Friday evening, Saturday evening, something like that. It should be at a time where all you working stiffs don't have to worry about your jobs, you know? So if you want to get included on that list and what this is going to allow you to do, it'll be much like this, right? You live streamers, all my Reddit friends. It'll be like this. But you will be able to, quote unquote, call in, much like now. But it's going to be on a video call, believe it or not. How cool is that? If you want to be alerted to when we're doing those things, those in the green room, and if you want to be an audience member, just email the show. That's all. Anyone that's ever emailed the show is going to get an invite. So if for some reason you like what we're doing, first of all, God bless you. God love you. I'm still to this day surprised that anyone ever tunes in, and I'm so thankful. I really am. I can't believe it. I'm the luckiest dude on the planet. But just make sure you've emailed the show at some point and you'll start getting invites for the In the Green Room. Once we kind of confirm that we know what we're doing and how it works and we're comfortable with the process, bam, you're going to get an invite and you can join in on those interviews if you want to. Good times. Good times had by all. We're 30 minutes in. Feels good to be back. We're still talking about sweetness. Chicago Tank. I have a face for radio, Don Tony. Hey, dude. What do you think you're looking at here? Right? I have a face for radio, too. Right? I got jowls for weeks and weeks. I got, whatever. But does it stop me, Chicago Tank? No, it doesn't. I hope that we on this show, we collectively, what I want us to do is let our freak flag fly, right? Let's just be ourselves. Screw it. Wouldn't that be funny if we have a regular now, a regular pepperoni whose Reddit name is Fuck 'em? That could be a problem. I might have to come up with a nickname. I mean, you know, I obviously swear on the show, but, you know, it's probably not a good idea to say the F word over and over and over. By the way, that reminds me. I don't know if you guys know, but I did admit to Mama V, it's about a month ago, month and a half ago. I admitted that there's this thing called the Chicago Tony V Show. And I explained to her how to catch it. So she has seen the show. I really didn't know. And I mean, I struggled with that for sure. Because, you know, there's going to be some things that she would learn through that she probably, she'll be disappointed, you know. Allegedly for entertainment purposes. But, so I struggled. But I just thought, there's a lot about this that she would enjoy. I think she would just enjoy, because I'm the only son that has left the Chicago area, so she doesn't get to keep tabs on me like she does with my brothers. And she, I thought to myself, the show would encourage her to see that, like, I have friends. I have, you know, I have pepperonis, right? So I told her about it. So, but I didn't know how often does she catch the show. Does she listen to the podcast? Does she do the... I don't really know. And I haven't really talked to her much about that. So I was wondering, well, at some point over the weekend, she brought up... She says, you know, that show you do? I said, yeah, yeah. And she says, you know, I'm not sure your dad would be happy about some of the language. She reminded me, and it's true, I never in my entire life heard my dad swear, not one time. Not one time. How you knew that my dad was pissed as hell. How you knew he was pissed as hell is he would say either nuts. That was a swear word to my dad. Or he would say, Jiminy Christmas. That was the other. I never heard him actually do a real swear. And it's funny. The language is clearly bothering my mom because she felt like she had to mention it. So now that we have this user named the F word, that's even... Now I'm thinking about my mom. Trying to keep me honest. Did you wear your hat to Mama's Plumber for Life 84? You know, well, yes and no. I did not wear this exact hat, only I have hats of several. I have this model. This is a Dobbs of New York is the model. Dobbs of New York. And I have several colors. And so I wore a navy blue Dobbs of New York to my mom's. And I think you should check out my Twitter account, because I think there's a picture of me at my mom's house. The Twitter is Chicago Tony. So that picture is up there. So you'll see basically this hat, but it's navy. I got several. I always buy... I'm the most boring dresser ever. When I get something, I buy several pairs. I buy copies. Like the pants I'm wearing today, several copies of the exact same thing. Not even different colors. Exact same color. You you old folks, right? You'll remember... Who remembers the Captain Kangaroo show? There's a character, Mr. Green Jeans. I'm the Mr. Green Jeans. I'm the living. He would wear the same thing every single day. And that's kind of how I am. That's kind of how... So you'll see on my Twitter, it's like, oh, geez, there's that same fleece that I see almost every day on the show. It's like, I got copies of that fleece. I got copies of this hat. I got, when I buy a shirt, I buy nine of this exact same shirt, pants, whatever. Boring. FKM is the nickname. Yeah. Chicago Tank says, my dad swears all the time. He uses fuck as a comma. That reminds me. Have any of you guys heard of that book, Shit My Dad Says? That is a tremendous book. It is so funny. Shit My Dad Says. This is a very foul-mouthed episode right after my mom confronted me about my language. I'm not so sure. I feel a little bit guilty. I feel a little bit guilty about that. I don't know. So let me chip away at the mailbag a little bit. I got a lot of letters. Let's see what people want to know. If anyone wants to send in to the mailbag, I'll gladly read your question on the show, if it's even a little bit reasonable. If it's totally freaking ridiculous, the money pennies will weed out the crazy, the obviously silly ones. So, Captain Kangaroo 8-track, Amber Glow. Oh man, 8-track. Captain Kangaroo had an 8-track? This is fabulous news. Remember 8-tracks in cars? That's going way back. Oh my God. 8-track radios in cars. Okay, the first mailbag. Dear Chicago Tony, I love your show. My roommate and I have a tradition of spending Friday nights watching a couple of your shows while throwing back some tall, cold ones. Oh my gosh, that's cool. Holy cow, I talked to a dude, that reminds me, I wonder if you put it on your TV. I talked to someone, I think it's one of the fantasy friendship buddies. They put it on their TV. They watch it, they get some friends together and watch the Chicago Tony V show. What the hell? We are both set to graduate in May and our, quote, real lives, unquote, and careers. I would like to know what you think are the biggest myths about being a grown adult today. Help set us straight and please keep doing what you are doing. This is Ben from Illinois. Well, what an interesting question that is. That's paint a fun picture. I'm glad that you're having fun. And you're throwing back some brewskis during the show. That makes me want to throw back some brewskis right now. Even though it's before 8 a.m. Anyway, Yeah, what are some myths about being grown? Well, I mean, man, I will say you're in for a rude awakening in a way. When the, you know, if you feel like it's normal to be a child and or a young adult and feel like school is a grind, which it is, let's face it, it's a grind. But dude, you ain't seen nothing yet. The career thing, oh my God. Now I'm an outlier, okay? I have no business even saying that, but still. I mean, most people work till they drop. Look at Burt Reynolds. That dude acted until he was so far in the Muppet phase, he didn't even look human anymore, the poor guy. That dude, I mean, why people don't, most, it seems like most people do not just take a breather and set themselves up for retirement. I don't know. But you're in for the grind of your life, okay? So you need to brace yourself. I think one of the biggest things is if you can find a way to keep yourself from keeping up with the Joneses, that's going to be your ticket. That's going to be your ticket. You're about to start a marathon, my friend. That's what I want you to think about. You're about to start a marathon. And so when you get a job and you start your adult life and all that stuff, that's all great, well and good. Good Christ, do whatever you can to squirrel it away. You know, my elder pepperonis, are you in agreement? I mean, this is the thing. Here's a myth, right? You think your money is your money. Well, it's not. First of all, right off the top, pretty much half of it is Uncle Sam's, right? There's the first, you get a job. There's the first myth. You're told, okay, here's your salary. Well, guess what? That's not really your salary. Really, half of it is your salary. And then inflation. Oh my God, don't get me started about inflation. I don't know. You need to prepare yourself just as you start your career. Your money is not your own, okay? Do whatever you can to hold on to it. Invest. Become a nerdy investor as early as you possibly can. Do not keep up with the Joneses, Ben. Don't do it. My throat is tired today. I wonder why. 69 shows. First show where it's like, oh my God, I feel like David Lee Roth, you know, after a concert tour. What the hell? Is there something about all that cheese dip and crackers and Lou Malnati's that I had over the weekend that weakened my vocal cords? This is weird. Maybe I was, you know what? It's funny, I was probably very chatty all weekend, really, come to think of it, because I was around other human beings, which is really, what a luxury. Yeah, Jeffrey, the vet author, says, true, Tony, people spend money they don't have. I do this sometimes too. Don't we all? Oh my gosh. Don't we all? It's a true thing for sure. Let's see what else we got. Mailbag. Good luck, Ben, with your new career. And thank you for watching. And your roommate, you guys, sounds like you guys have a good time. Okay, here's a short one. Tony, I think you and I are about the same age, roughly. I grew up in Wheaton, Illinois. Dry town, right? Dry town, Wheaton. Is that where Dirty Dancing came out of? The idea of Dirty Dancing, was that a Wheaton idea? Jeff, Wheaton is a dry town, right? And Chicago Tank. I love thinking about old-time kids television back in the day. Holy shit, we were just talking about that guy, Captain Kangaroo. I love thinking about old television back in the day. Were there any local Chicago kids shows that you remember fondly? This is from Terry B. Wheaton, Illinois. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Sure. Awesome question. Now, was Captain Kangaroo, was that a national thing? Or was that a Chicago thing? That was national, wasn't it? But I mean the Bozo Circus, right? That's the pinnacle of local Chicago programming from that era. That is just tremendous. Tremendous. The Bozo Show was a freaking linchpin of my childhood, for sure. Bozo Show. Plumber for Life says, I miss being a kid. Yeah, me too. Me too. Chicago Tank says, I'm still a kid at heart. Just with money now. Me too, CT. Absolutely. I figured Wheaton was a religious town. I figured that's what that's all about. Garfield Goose. So that was part of Ray Rayner, right? Ray Rayner, the Ray Rayner Show. Or wait a minute. Yeah, Ray Rayner. And he had that dog. That cute dog. You know, I believe I looked it up. I think Ray Rayner ended his career as like a weatherman, like somewhere in Arizona or something like that, like toward the end of his career. And I just used to think, what a weird way that dude was like a god of children's television in Chicago. What a weird way for him to end his career. I'll bet those people, wherever he was, I thought somewhere like Arizona, somewhere warm, I think, probably had no idea all the joy he brought kids. What was that dog's name on the Ray Rayner Show? Yeah, Ray Rayner, Captain Kangaroo was national. Okay, I kind of thought. let's see. Well, I'll tell you one. Now, you had to be probably a little bit older kid, but still. One that I must mention. Hello, Son of Svengoolie. Hello, Rich Koss. Is he still doing that show? Is he still with us? Son of Svengoolie is tremendous. Tremendous. How much freaking joy did that show provide to kids? It is hilarious. I don't care who you are, if you're from Chicago or not. Get on YouTube and start looking up some Son of Svengoolie. It's freaking hilarious. It's so well done. Every Christmas, says Chicago Tank, every Christmas Eve, they play a documentary on WGN about Ray Rayner, Garfield, and Bozo. Svengoolie is on Twitter? You're shitting me. That is tremendous. So the show is still going? Son of Svengoolie? Erwin. It is tremendous. It is part of the fabric of Chicago. It's so funny. I just love... That is such a... Chicago Tank says, Svengoolie on MeTV every Saturday night at 7 after 2 hours of the Three Stooges. Now, is he still making shows, fellas? Is Rich Koss still with us and still doing Svengoolie, or is it just replays? I must know. You know what? It gives me such joy just thinking about the old Svengoolie. I'm sitting here happy just thinking about it. Seriously, guys, doesn't that warm the heart just to think about Svengoolie? I wonder if that dude, I hope he's still with us. It sounds like you're saying he is, and he's on Twitter, which I can't wait. I wonder if he knows how much joy he's brought people. It's so Chicago. The Son of Svengoolie Show is Chicago. It's tremendous. You know, I think about Romper Room 2 when I was a little kid. Now, from what I understand, that was a national show, but each city had their own romper room lady. Remember, she would sit there with it and she'd look through a thing. Spotify listeners, I'm holding up my magnifying glass to the camera. She'd look through a thing and she'd be like, "I see Billy and Tommy," and you'd sit there as a little kid and wait for her to say your name, and you'd think, "Holy shit, she can see me right through my TV." Wait, someone said, oh, Georgie's in. Good morning, Georgie girl.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, Georgie made it later. Oh my gosh, that's tremendous. Hey, Georgie, you want to give me a call? Phone lines are open. Love to hear from you. Jeffrey says, yeah, Morgan Freeman and Rita Moreno were on Electric Company. Yes, people forget that. Or was it? Yeah, it was. Zoom was the other morning show. Was Electric Company a Chicago thing? Or was that a national thing? I distinctly remember Electric Company. The Great Space Coaster, I remember that show too. I remember it well. Was that regional? I'm going to have the same question for every show you guys mention. Was that just Chicago or was that national? Oh, we're talking about old TV. Old TV.
Call from
Georgie girl.
Good morning, dear. How are you today?
I'm well, Tony. How are you?
Good, good. So what did you have going on? I let everyone know that you let me know that you were going to be out of action today. What'd you have going on? Real life?
So real life, we're getting that vaccine thing a little later this morning, so our day started later.
Got it. Are you guys all prepared to feel like total horse shit for days? I hear that happens to some people.
I hear it does, but, you know, it's what you got to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Wow. Well, good luck. Good luck. Oh, Danny boy, that song goes, every time I think about Danny, that freaking song goes through my mind. Now, do you guys have, do you literally have a bit of a plan if you feel horribly, or are you just going to wing it a little bit?
Just got to ride it out, man.
There you go. That's the spirit. That's good.
Put on your big girl panties and get her done.
That's good. Good for you. I love it. How was your weekend, dear? Is the deck, like, completely done now?
They say it is. We say it's not. So we're at that phase of the project where the contractor's like, we're good, and the customer's like, no, you're not. So it's, you know, we got a punch-out list and some stuff that they did that we weren't happy with. So we're in the final stages, thank God.
Yeah. I think that's very, very common. You know, I was speaking of Mama V earlier. Really, one of her hobbies throughout her life, most of her adult life, was building homes. So she liked to do it all from scratch. You know, just go go find a builder and like work out every last detail. And here's all the faucets, and here's all the tile. Here's the colors. Here's the cover. Blah, blah, blah. Then there would be this big project and the thing would finally be done. And then it was time to move to go do it again. I don't know why. But I got to see over time, it's like, oh yeah, this is totally part of the routine. Is the contractor says, okay, I'm finished. And then the customer's like, oh, like hell, you know, no, you're not.
Right, exactly.
You know? Yeah, I saw it over and over. Well, that's exciting. That's fun.
So we'll be able to get the furniture out onto the porch. It'll be nice to have the rest of the house back.
That's tremendous. Good for you. Tremendous. Did you catch the bonus episode yesterday?
I totally did.
Oh, I don't know if, you could tell it. I mean, it's always weird doing those things without, my live pepperonis. I don't know if you could tell a difference or what or not or whatever. I listened to a little bit of it this morning.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, you're missing the aspect of the live stream, which is always cool to see the pepperoni interaction, but, you know, some good mailbag questions. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I was glad to do something. I hate having nothing, you know me. And then what about, did you see the In the Green Room with the great Tim McCarthy? Have you seen that yet?
Of course I did. You put it out there. So, of course I saw it. You know I'm cyber-stalking you.
That's funny. Yeah, I thought he looked great. I mean, he put up those lights in his
cat closet.
Yeah, his cat closet. I thought it looked tremendous.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's a nice addition.
I think it's, and I was happy with it. I mean, it's funny to, it's funny to watch that and just think, I think to myself, like, here's two dudes that doing something where there's no training whatsoever. Like, they've had no training whatsoever to do any of this shit. And here we go. We're going to do it anyway. I thought it came out pretty good for, you know.
Yeah, I thought so too. I think everybody should check it out because it's a good one.
He's a pretty polished guy. So you probably missed this early, Georgie, if you were, I don't know how long you've been in. Did you hear me talking about, I think we figured out how to have an audience during those In the Green Rooms.
Oh, no, I missed that.
Yeah, yeah. So I think through this software that I use for that, I think we're going to be able to have like sort of an audience, a quote-unquote audience, sit there and watch the thing happen real time and then also be able to chime in if they want to.
That sounds fun.
It could be really cool. We're gonna be testing it, I think, over the next couple of weeks. Okay. We're going to be kicking the tires. And, you know, you might be tapped on the shoulder if you want to be you've historically you've been one of my guinea pigs, Georgie. It's been tremendous.
I've had fun. It's been cool.
Yeah.
Happy to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. I had a weird thing this morning. I was on, there's a new platform. What the hell is it called? Let's see if I can, it's on my phone. Let's see if I can look it up. It's a new social media. Oh, it's called Clubhouse. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
It's a weird thing, and it's not open to the public necessarily. I think it's whatever you, in beta or something. Does that mean something to you technical people? Beta.
Yeah, it's a pre full release. It's like,
okay,
we've tested it in house with our folks, but we have a small group outside that are testing it for us, but it's not generally available to the public.
Got it. Okay. Well, it seems really, really interesting. So it's all audio. It's an interesting concept. It's all audio. And so basically it's these, you're in these, I can't remember what they call them. I don't know. Let's call it a chat room or something, but maybe it's not. But you're all sitting in there talking about a topic and sort of one person talks at a time. It seems like I did it for the first time this morning. I was invited, you know, because of my massive trending celebrity, you know, my massive
Absolutely.
Internet celebrity. I was invited Yep. to be on this thing. And so I was
very cool.
So I was in a conversation. There was a conversation about podcasting this morning, and I was in whatever it was my first time ever using it. And you have,
how'd it go?
Oh, it was super fun. I think it went really well. But what was really fascinating is, you know, everyone in the thing, we're podcasters. And so the way this thing works is it seems like most of the people are just in there listening. And then you have like this little group of people that are somehow teed up to speak and
okay.
be part of the conversation. It's almost like, think of it like being at a convention and there's a panel of people.
A panel discussion. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, somehow I made it up to the panel. I have no idea why. But I was
because you're the podcast. The podfather and the big diesel of podcasting. That's why.
I don't think any of these people had ever heard of me. I honestly, I don't know. I don't understand it. But anyway, it was it was interesting because I was, whatever, moved on to this panel, and then the whoever was running it was like, you know, hey, welcome. Tell us about your show and whatever. So I just started talking. I don't know what's going on. But I think the funnest thing about it was it happened right before I went live. This thing came on at 6:30 Eastern Standard. And I was kind of prepared. I got in here early. I was ready to roll. And I just thought, well, I'll dink around with this app, you know, because I kind of want to learn it.
Right.
And then before I know it, I'm on some panel. I'm talking about podcasting. And it was funny because I kept having to say, by the way, I go live in 20 minutes. So it's an hour long thing. It's 6:30 to 7:30. And I was just like, by the way, I go live, you know, now I go live in 15 minutes. So, you know, whatever. So whatever. Yeah. It was kind of interesting, but it was fun.
Cool.
But I'm on too many. There's already too many social networks. It's too crazy. But I just couldn't. When I got invited to this thing, I just thought, well, I can't help myself. I'm going to try it out and just see what's up.
You know, maybe that's the missing piece. You're trying to solve the puzzle, right? And maybe right. This is the missing piece.
Yeah, that's it. Good morning, Qualify. Yes, Clubhouse is the thing. Are you on Clubhouse, Qualify? It's very good. It seems like this is the up-and-coming thing, Georgie.
Well, then maybe I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, maybe so. So do you want me to let you know when we're testing, kicking the tires on this, having an audience with the In the Green Room? Keep you
posted.
Yeah,
of course. I'd love to be part of the audience. You know me. Riding your coattails all the way to the top.
That's good. I wonder where the beautiful RoboCat is this morning. Probably sleeping in again.
Well, I can't blame her, right? I mean, no. Sleep in if you get the chance. I did.
Yeah. No, I do not blame her one bit. One bit. So is work, Georgie, it seems like when people get the jab, like everyone understands, well, you might be down for a couple of days. So is work understanding, like are they kind of bracing themselves to be missing Georgie girl, the linchpin of the operation?
Yeah, I warned everybody that, you know, it's going to be out this morning and, you know, they're very understanding if you have side effects or you aren't feeling up to snuff and need to take some time. I mean, they're really cool about that and very fortunate.
That's really good. That's very good. I'm glad to hear that.
Unfortunately, Danny Boy's got to keep on trucking and drag his ass to work no matter what because, you know, they're slave drivers over there, but.
That sucks, man. I mean, what if, I mean, I'm not trying to jinx things, Georgie, and I'm.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, I've heard of a time or two, it seems rare, but I've heard some people, it's like they got the jab and it's like, I'm sorry, I was down for a couple of days. Like, is he going to be in trouble if he's really having a hard time? Surely he's in a job where he can get sick, Georgie.
Right. You know, this, my husband, I just have to tell you this. The only time my husband has ever called out sick was when he was in the hospital.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He doesn't call in sick. He has such a work ethic that he won't call in sick unless he's like literally in the emergency room hooked up to machines and, you know, uncertain what's going on. I mean, he doesn't call in sick.
That's cool. That's really good. I could tell on our In the Green Room, you could tell what a high energy guy he is. And he's probably just got to work, you know, he's got to get that.
I have you in speakerphone and he's over there chuckling.
Oh,
he just waved.
Hi, Danny. Hello. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
That's funny.
All right, we gotta skedaddle soon, but I just wanted to say hey.
Absolutely, good luck, dear. All right, keep me posted on how it's going. Keep me
will do.
On the status of you and Danny Boy. All right,
love you guys.
Love you too. Bye bye. That is Georgie Girl, everybody. Always a pleasure to talk to our Georgie Girl. So Koalify says, yes, you are on Clubhouse. That's tremendous. You gotta, I don't know, Chicago Tony V, search around, you'll find me, whatever, connect, I don't know, follow, I don't know how it works yet. And Chicago Tank, and anyone else, Chicago Tank says he'll be the green room bouncer, which I love that idea. Hey, anyone who wants to be in the audience on these future In the Green Room with, just email the show. You'll get an invite. Once we can do audience members, you'll get an invite via email. So just email me at chicagotonyv@gmail.com. You will be notified. These should be really fun shows because we're going to do them, you know, like on a Friday evening or Saturday evening. So you'll be able to sit there, drink a cocktail. You won't have to worry about work. And you can chime in. There'll be, supposedly, there's this going to be this ability to, you know, quote unquote, call in during the show, but it's going to be like a video call. So you'll be able to hop in and ask the guests something. It should be an awesome time. I'm super excited. Illustrious Watch 36 says, hey, Chicago Tony, your opinion, best pizza in Chicago. I think the best, well, my favorite is Pal Joey's Pizza in West Chicago, Illinois. That is my favorite on the planet. I will also say, if you're looking for Chicago deep dish, that is the best, my opinion, Pequod's is the best in the city. I just had Lou Malnati's over the weekend, and trust me, it was delicious as heck. So you also can't go wrong with Lou Malnati's. My favorite is Pal Joey's in West Chicago. That's just me. Anyway, hour and 6 minutes. I gotta get going. It is so great to be with you people again. Thank you for joining me today. It's always a blast to be with you. And I'm glad that I'm back in the saddle. And I will be back yet again tomorrow. In the meantime, don't take any shit from anybody. I love you all. See you tomorrow.